chapter 3. A sermon entitled, Are You on Fire or Are You Burning Out? Amen. Are you on fire or are you burning out? Daniel chapter 3. The word of God says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon. And the king Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, administrators, governors, counselors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and the officials of the province to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, administrators, and the governors, counselors, and all these other people, And then in verse 4, then the herald cried aloud, to you it will be, it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So at the time when the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, harp, lyre, symphony, and all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell and worshiped the golden image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall, down and worship shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave a command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Listen to what these people say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hands, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods. Let me ask you tonight, would you say that? Would you stand before the most powerful man at that time and say, we will not bow? Let me read 18 again. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we come, God. We know, God, who you are and who you stand for. Let us, God, proclaim that you are the only true God. that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we will not bow down to anything else. We serve you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength tonight, Father. We live for you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. See, here in our text, it was a very difficult time for the people of God. They were enslaved. They had been taken from their homes. They had been taken to Babylon. Babylon is modern-day Iraq. They were expected, folks, to be bold. They were expected to be independent, self-made, and unmoved. They were supposed to be big on things, achievement, and were expected to grow. If tonight we find ourselves being independent, being dependent on anybody or anything else, too many of people, just like in those times, it is as a sign of weakness. How many know that if you are dependent on other things or on somebody else, to them and many other people, it will be as if you are weak. It goes against, listen to me, it goes against the image that, amen, we try to portray. Weakness shows that we are not in control. How many know that? If you tonight, amen, find yourself dependent on anybody else, listen to me. Let God help you to be able to get yourself out. See, tonight, there's a lot of people that find themselves being disillusioned. And it makes you and I, amen, try to reach for an unreachable target, amen, an unreachable, amen, mark, an unreachable thing that we try, amen. That's why you have so many young girls right now, amen, trying to be like Taylor Swift. Amen. They're trying to be like, amen, all these movie stars. They're trying to do all this. They will go out, amen, and go to the point to where, listen to me, amen, they will go to plastic surgeries, go to do all kinds of unimaginable things just to try to be able to attain, amen, those things. See, all those things, amen, you're trying to be like Mike. It'll lead you to being burnt. It'll lead you to being hurt. It'll lead you, amen, ultimately to possibly even lose your faith. See, what you and I need this morning is we don't need a bunch of hype. We need hope. Tonight, amen, we need hope. The scripture tells us about three men, folks, that found themselves in a position where they either, amen, burnt or God had to do a miracle. See, it is a story that deals with fire. See, fire can either be helpful or it can either hurt you. In the word of God, amen, you can either be on fire or you can be burnt out. There's two different types of fires. See, when you and I begin to build on the wrong fire, we can be building on the right type, amen. We can be, amen, burning, amen, in the wrong ways. See, building on the golden image is step one. See, today, amen, the world wants to, today the world has an image that you and I are to portray. Can I tell you, just by my size alone, I'm disqualified by many things that the world says that I can obtain. Not my character, but my size. So there are people that go out, amen, and they try to do all these other things. See, the world wants us to be conformed onto it. If you and I, amen, are not conformed to the things of the world, we think that we are going to miss out. You do what you do. You want what you do. You grow, amen. You begin to say things like, I'm grown. I can make my own decision. How many have ever heard your kids or even you might have said that? You can't tell me what to do. I'm grown. Amen? I'm grown. See, when we say I'm grown and I can make my own decision, it is pride. Because yes, you can. But what you are doing is, all you're doing is just puffing up your chest, and sometimes you fall. How many know that? See, we begin to follow the ways that are being done. How many have ever heard the expression, monkey see, monkey do? We begin to go and follow those ways. We follow the things of the world. We found, amen, we begin to say things like, we found a better way to do things. I'm doing things like I want. Even if the standards have to be lowered, I will still do them because I like to do them in this way. See, folks. Whether you and I like it or not, the world has a way to try to shape you and I. And if you and I do not follow that way, it will be as if you and I are weird, strange. And God help us if we are not going to be accepted. That's why you have young men and women doing all these crazy things, because all they want to do is... Dad, I don't want to feel left out. You know, I did some things in my days. And can I tell you the worst, amen, of things, one of the worst things that I ever did was this guy was, amen, he had we were in the eighth grade. We were there. We were gym assistants and... This guy had a little, I don't know what you would call it, a can of Copenhagen. And he just said, just put it in your mouth. Me like I said, monkey see, monkey do, right? I wanted to fit in. So as I get it, then he says, don't spit it out. Chew it. Just swallow it. I said, okay, let me swallow it. Amen. And by the time you knew it, I was laid out on the floor. I turned over like this. I started spewing. I started throwing up. Listen, amen. But to us, we thought it was cool. We didn't see nothing wrong at the time. Now I'm looking at it, and why in the world did I do that? See, the world is turning, folks. People are watching you and I, amen. They watch what you do, what you say, how you do it. Listen to me. Amen. What you do does matter. Everybody wants to do everything the same. You don't want to be the one that is different. They will begin to mock you. They will tell you things like those things that you believe in. Those are no longer the things that happen in today's day. See, they will make you think that you and I are not making a difference. They get mad, amen, and they say things like, that's your belief, but that's not what I believe in. See, you can't tell me I'm wrong. How dare you judge me? Who are you to judge? We're in the 21st century. We're not back in the 1800s. My kids think that when I first started driving, the wheel was square. See, they don't want to come to what you believe in. They want you to go to what they believe in. See, even, amen, they will dare to make a statement like, if you continue living that way, you're going to find yourself alone. They will mock God. And they will tell you, they will begin to tell you things like, how are you going to make a difference if you are by yourself? See, tonight, folks, we need people on fire. We need people that are going to make a difference. We need people tonight, amen, that don't care to be different. See, here in our story, we had three that dared to be on fire. This was, amen, from a different source. See, their fire came in verse 16 and 17. It said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this manner. If this is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hands, O King. See, tonight, we need to have their faith in God. God, it doesn't matter what happens, I'm still going to believe in you. It doesn't matter where I go through, I'm going to believe in God. See, they had considered all their consequences. They considered their costs. Amen. The boldness that they have, it will bring them, amen. Listen, the boldness that they proclaimed, it was going to bring them consequences. In the book of Acts chapter 4, we have Peter and John. They're there. The Bible says, amen, that the Pharisees, the religious leaders, they called them ignorant. Who are these ignorant men? And listen, here, Peter once there before he spoke with the new fire and the new boldness that God had given him. Peter, if you know the story that when Jesus was there, amen, in the garden, Jesus looked at him and said, Peter, before, the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. Oh, no, Lord, not me. Lord, you can count on me. And then we find Peter there. He's warming his hands up. He's there. And you were one of them. No. Aren't you one of the Galileans? Oh, no. Then I see you with them. No. And then immediately the rooster crows. Now he's filled, with the Holy Spirit. He's there in a fire of God now burning in his heart. And he preaches a sermon that is very short. And thousands, now we see a different Peter, folks. Listen, that's the fire that you and I need tonight. It is a fire, that brings forth boldness when you and I, that you and I would not back down. Could there be a crowd in here today that will dare to have that same spine that Peter had? The book of Romans 12. Romans 12, 2. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is, good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. See, people, are not formed by, godly people are not formed by the things of this world. But they are shaped, by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. They put their lives in the hands of God. They are people that don't sell out. They're in it to win it. Nothing else matters in my life. Folks, when I got saved, before I got saved, all I wanted was whatever I wanted. Amen? I didn't care about what you wanted. All I wanted was what I wanted. And I was going to get it, at whatever cost. Now I get saved, where my wife, and I would argue on why I was away. Now, I'm at the church, and I'm at the church, I'm at the church, I'm at the church, and I'm at the church, and I'm just there. I'm so excited about what Jesus had done in my life that all I can do was, to come and serve God in whatever capacity. In whatever manner, in whatever ways, listen to me. It didn't matter, One time we were up till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, hey guys, I gotta go because I gotta go to work. But it didn't hurt me, folks. It didn't bother me. Because there were days where I was in the world, and I would leave the bar, the club, I would stop drinking or anything else that I was doing about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, folks. It didn't hurt me. So when God touched my life, he saved me. He did a miracle. See, I put my life in the Lord's hands. I was sold out. My faith, it brought me all kinds of different persecutions. People would look at me and tell me they knew who I was before Christ. And now they would see me. You think you're better than us, aren't you? My answer would always be, no, I don't think I'm better. I think I'm saved. Amen. Listen, being saved doesn't make us better. It just makes us right with God. Amen. I didn't care you're different. Yeah, I'm different. God did a miracle in my life. Listen, it was never about whether I was good or bad. Amen. All I wanted was to please my God. Let me ask you a question tonight. Are you comfortable, or are you fully committed to doing the will of God? Because how many know that we can be comfortable, but are you sold out? Are you selling out? We sell ourselves out for such a low price. See, here it is, these men, they were going into the fire. They said, we will not sell ourselves out. We will not bow down to you or to the golden image that you have made. We're going to continue serving God. And because of that, it led them to go into the fire. They were thrown, into a burning fire that was so, there. It was so strong that those that put these people in there, they died. See, putting your faith and trust in Jesus will always make you feel, some type of heat. The world, does not like people of faith. They will increase, the pressure or the heat until you, give in. They want to, kill your faith. As we come to a close tonight, you and I have to know that anything you ever do for Jesus, you will never be alone. Amen. He will always be there while you are in the pressures of life. When you're going through your toughest times, the world, will be able to see only one thing, and that is that Jesus is in you. Because you are not burning out, but you are being, you are being more on, burning up more on fire. See, the results of people seeing you on fire is that God's, power is seen and it is demonstrated more and more. You are able to have a testimony, and you are able to witness more and more. When people see you burning, and being on fire, they will begin to ask things like, how do you do it? That will be a time, where you can come and let them know about what God is doing in your life, folks. Let me ask you a question, and I close with this. Well, two questions. When people see you, whose fire do they see more? God's or the world? Is your fire burning out? Or is your fire burning up? Are you a fire starter? Or is your fire burning out? Because folks, people will see you, and they will be able to tell if you're on fire or not. And can I tell you tonight, folks, I want people to say, that I am what I say I am. Because Jesus is there in my life. And where Jesus is, can I tell you? You and I will never be the same. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. Here it is. Amen. Three young men. That they were there. And they had to make a decision. Either we are going to conform ourselves and listen to your command, or we are going to follow our God. Maybe you're here tonight and you are not saved. You've never made a decision for the Lord. You can give your heart and life to Jesus. En esta noche, tú puedes entregar tu vida y tu corazón al Señor. You've never given your life to God. But tonight, you want to do it. Tonight, you want to give your heart and life to Jesus. Can I tell you? It starts with a decision. Pastor, I'm not saved. I'm not right with God, but I want to give my life to Jesus. That's the beginning. That's you. You're here in this place. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you want to give your heart to Christ. All we want to do is pray for you. Anybody here, you want to give your life to Jesus? Amen. Maybe you're a backslider. Your fire began to burn out. And you began to compromise. Can I tell you? It's a series of decisions that you and I make. And now we find ourselves away from God. The wonderful thing of the Word of God is that Jesus, the Word of God, says that God is married to the backslider. Backslider, it's not too late for you. God wants to give you and I, amen, He wants to give you an opportunity to repent, to get right. We're not gonna come and put you on blast. We're not gonna come and put you on notice. All we want to do is, backslider, to pray for you. If you are here tonight and you are backslidden and you want to give your life back to Jesus, just simply do one thing. Just simply raise your hand. I want to pray for you. You are here in this place from front to back, from left to right. Amen. Church, let me speak to you. Is your fire burning out? Or is it starting more fires? Talking spiritually, folks. When people see you, do they see Jesus or do they see the world? People want, they want to see Christians. People all over the world, listen. Religion is not going to save you. Religion is not going to do anything for you. Religion, amen, is you trying to get to God. Christianity is God trying to get to you. Jesus did everything so that you and I, amen, hallelujah, can follow Him. He said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, you have to know Jesus. Here in our text, the Word of God says that they saw a fourth person there in the fire. And the fourth looked like the Son of God. See, when you are burning up, folks, when you are going through a very hard time, when the pressures come in and they get us to the point where it seems impossible, the Bible says that Jesus was there in the midst of, amen, and he was there caring for their lives. That's what Jesus will do for you and I, folks. When you and I are there and we think that the pressure is too great, Jesus is there to help alleviate that pressure so that you and I, amen, can make it through. That's what Jesus does for you and I. We can trust in Jesus, folks. The altar tonight is open. Come, lay hold of God. Is your fire, amen, burning up? Or is it burning out? We need to let God help us tonight. We need to let the Lord, amen, help us in all things. When people see you, do they see Jesus or do they see the world? See, that's what, amen, Nebuchadnezzar, he was a form of the world, amen, and he wanted the world is always there and it wants you and I to bow down to it. These three men said, no, I will not. Listen to me. When you and I know who God is, we know that he will, amen, help us. God will help us. You can put your trust in Christ. You can put your security in Jesus. You can put your life in a Savior that has always your best interest in mind. See, tonight, amen, we don't need people. There were many people that burnt out. But only three said, we will not bow. Can I tell you, I want to be like one of those. I don't care to have my image on anything else. I care to have my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That at the end of the day, amen, my name could be written. I don't want the glory. I don't want the fame. I don't want the stature. I don't want anything else. I want at the end of the day for Jesus to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I don't care about anything else that the world will offer me. If you do this, if you bow down to me, I will give you, listen, Jesus has already given me life and life abundantly. Yes, he's already given me more than I can ever hope or think of. What else do I want if I have Jesus, folks? Pleasure, it'll burn out. Wealth, it'll be burnt out. What Jesus gives you will last for eternity. Don't sell yourselves out, folks. When the devil comes and he tells you, bow down to me and I'll give you. I serve God and serve God alone. I will not bow down. Mark, won't you close us in prayer tonight?